Good morning, this is Jeremy Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yeah, I just want to know what you need to be qualify.
Absolutely, so we would need your zip code and we also need to verify your parts A and B on there as well.
Uh-huh.
All right,
sure.
No problem. Absolutely, and what is your zip code?
20147.
20147. Okay. So let's see here for you. And perfect. Okay. And now, of course,
I have Humana.
And you have Humana. Okay. So luckily, we do work with Humana, so that works perfectly there. So no problem. So, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 21 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov when it has a Medicare or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 703-577-1053?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And now, the next following question I have here for you, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, or maybe a social worker? Right?
I am, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And now, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No, just live alone and have a house.
All right, not a problem. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Do I have what?
Yes, your Medicare card, your red, white, and blue card.
Oh, Medicare card. Now get it. Let me get it.
Not a problem, sir.
Bear me a second, okay?
Not a problem. Yeah, not a problem. Take your time. Take your time.
I think I got them over here.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay, I have it here.
Awesome, okay. And now, of course, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with the numbers and letters right below your name, please.
Okay. The letters, the member ID is the H.
Oh, no, that's for the Humana one. We need the red, white, and blue card, the Medicare card. It should be...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'll say you're Part A and B.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Medicare Health Insurance is your Part A and B.
But the
A is 10-01-02008.
Okay.
Medicare Part B is 11-01-2008.
Okay, awesome. And now do you see a combinations of numbers and letters right below your name?
Yes, the Medicare number, no?
Yes.
H, Charlie, X-ray, I believe is 0.
Okay.
Dash, UN1, dash, yellow, Victor, 33.
Okay. So let's check right here for you. And let's see here. There it is. Okay. And that's for Mr. Angelo, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And Mr. Angelo, okay. And now, Mr. Angelo, can you please confirm your date of birth, sir?
October 15, 1943.
That is also correct in my system as well. Okay. And now, are we still residing at the address of 43717 Great Harvest Court in Ashburn, Virginia?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So let's see here for you. Perfect. Looks like we have no Medicaid. Okay. All right, Mr. Angelo. And now, of course, I do have a disclaimer here for you. And now, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Angelo?
Sure. Please. Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Okay. So the first step that we have here for you is going to be for your frequency of your doctors. Now, when you see the doctors, do you see them frequently or just one time a year?
Whenever really I don't feel good, I go over there. I don't go to the doctor often.
Not often.
I take my medicine.
Absolutely. Okay. Good, good, good. All right. And now the next step right here for you for your transportation. Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visit?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleanings?
Just regular cleaning.
Awesome. Okay.
Got all my teeth.
Perfect. And what about your
teeth?
Exactly. Exactly. The Lord has got it blessed right there. Teeth is important.
Huh?
Oh, yes. The teeth are important, super important. So luckily you got blessed. Yes, sir. So let's see here. And now what about your vision? Do you still wear any eyeglasses or do you need a pair of eyeglasses?
No, I can read without glasses. I just have a pair, but I don't use it.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, I got you. No problem. Okay. So now that leads me to the next part right here for you, and that's going to be your doctors. Now, for your primary care doctor, what is the last name of your primary care?
So last year, last December.
Okay. And what is the name?
I don't know offhand of the year. I don't have over here right now.
Yeah, if you like, right there, because we are going to talk about your medication. So if you like, you can grab all your medications there, and then we can start with your medication.
I don't have a medication. I don't need medication.
No medications either. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, Mr. Angelo. Okay. You're healthy as a horse.
No, thank God.
Thank God.
No one does it.
Ooh, man. Okay, okay. So that makes it a little bit easier. Okay. So the only thing we would definitely need would just be your primary care doctor, whenever you're ready, of course.
Okay. Fusion lists. Primary doctor is Dr. Risa.
Risa. Risa. And can you spell that out for me?
R-E-Z-A. I think zebra.
Got
Romeo.
It.
Edward Zebra Alpha.
Got you, Dr. Ressa. Okay, so Dr. Ressa, let's see here. There it is, Dr. Veronica Ressa, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. So we'll keep that there for you, and that's the only doctor we're currently seeing, so let's open that there. And we have no medication, so that's really good, okay. So let's see here, and perfect, okay. Let's check here. That's Dr. Risa. Okay. So she's a nurse practitioner. Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's open that up here. Let's check up on Dr. Risa here. We'll put that there and here. I'll do it by a 50-mile radius. I'll do it from here. Let's check here. That's Dr. Veronica Risa. So let's pull that there. That would be on a Gold Plus standard. Okay. So let's see here. I see you're in Virginia, Mr. Angelo.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. It's cold up there.
A lot of snow and ice right now.
I was going to say, yeah, it's cold up there today. I mean, each day.
This morning was 4.
Oh, man. 4 degrees?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
You see, I wouldn't go.
Bad weather, though.
Okay, as long as it's not bad weather, because, that's a lot.
It comes every 7 to 10 years.
There's
a cycle going on, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I get you. So let me see here. That's an empty. I was going to say, it's cold. Oh, there.
Oh. went down. This morning was 5, and then because the wind went down to 4, so 4 degrees outside. The snow is packed in there. We can't really do nothing. So that's the one thing we got.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, 5 degrees,
that's
man.
Lunch.
That's who, exactly. That's life.
We can't go any more south than this.
I mean, hey, you can always come down to Florida.
I graduated from in Florida from Miami Military Academy.
Really? Okay.
I was off of Biscayne Boulevard.
Off this game. Okay, so you're off of Miami.
Yeah, I was like, maybe about a mile, probably mile and a half to Miami.
Okay, got you. Okay.
On the other side of where I was, Miami Military Academy, on the right side as I come out, there was a bowling alley.
There was a bowling alley.
I think it's changing now, it's so crazy. One of these days, I'm going to go over there and check it out.
Yeah.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah, you should definitely come by. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Love Florida. Florida's one of my best places I've been.
Oh, man.
There's a balance of rain and sunshine. You know, I could grow just about anything, and I love that.
Exactly. And pretty much for Florida itself, right there, when I tell you, especially when it's cold outside over here, never cold. Like right now, today we're at the 60s, but that's cold for us.
Well, yeah, one day somebody was telling me that was like in the 30s, and I figured that's a very bad for Florida because they grow a lot of citrus fruits.
Yeah.
And that cold is not good at all.
It's not good enough for the citrus, absolutely. But luckily, it's usually only cold for like about 2 days. I give it by tomorrow, probably be in the 70s again.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
But yeah, Florida is pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Florida's so let's
good.
Hear. And now, okay, so we do have Veronica Risa. So she is the nurse practitioner, so that's why it's not showing me her in network. But I do have her main doctor there, Dr. Adam Perry, that's in the same location there. So I kept him there.
There's a group in there, that's true.
Yes, yeah. Right there. Because I saw that, she is a nurse practitioner. So that's why I was wondering, okay, she may not be in network, but we want to make sure one of them are. So let's check here. How long have you been seeing Dr. Risa?
I just got up because I changed my healthcare to Humana, mainly because they didn't offer the same over here. This year they offer only two types. You know, Aetna was not part of it. It was either Humana or Kaiser. I don't know why they do that. I think they should go, nationwide. So people can have I have no idea why they do this.
Exactly. Every year it does change. Every year. So that's why sometimes they come out of network. Sometimes there's in network. It all depends. All
why that happens?
It happens every year. So Yeah, so same thing with Virginia. So you guys actually used to have United Healthcare before, but United Healthcare pulled out of a lot of states there this year. So now it's only for Aetna, Humana, and Kaiser that I'm seeing on that one. So they do that every year, which to me it doesn't make sense, but
They should put this stuff in nationwide so people have a chance to choose. And I like Aetna, but
yeah,
I don't have more, so now. But you know, thank God that the Lord has given me a fairly healthy body.
Exactly. Let's see here. Exactly. As long as you have a healthy body, that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see here. And I know right here, Dr. Risa is not in network. So let's actually check here. We'll do it by a PPO. Well, PPO could probably be a little bit different too. Let's actually see if there's a doctor in network for you, because I do see here Veronica Risa is not in network and Dr. Adam Perry are not in network. So let's make sure we get one that is in network here. So let's see here. And that's Giselle. So let's actually do it by the address. Do it by here. We'll do it by primary care. So let's do it by primary care. So at least we have a doctor that's in network there. Are you okay with that, sir?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one is it?
Let's see. So let's do the closest one to you. So let's go for the closest one and mainly the most quality. So let's see here and here. Okay. Right here. Established patients only. We wouldn't need that one. And let's do this one. Let's see. Let's keep it as close as possible. And the closest one I do see here. Okay. So it's not Veronica Risa. Okay. So it's actually Dr. Sendegi Risa. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So let's actually change that.
Yeah, S-E-D-I-G-H, I think.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense now. That makes a lot of sense now. Okay. So that makes sense. So let me grab his. I was wondering about that. I was like, wait a second. That doesn't make sense at all. So let me pull that there for you. And he is accepting new patients, so that's good. And that's Dr. Sendegi. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sendegi. So let's get Dr. Sendegi there. Dr. Sendegi Risa. Sendegi Risa. Perfect. Risa in Virginia. Right there. Yep, right there. Dr. Risa Sendegi. Perfect. Okay, so we'll get that there. We'll get that number there. There you are. Okay, so let's pull that as well. Right there for you. We'll go from here. There he is. Perfect. Okay. So I'll take these guys out. Leave Dr. Risa. And perfect. Okay. So we kept them in network. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. And now let's check with Humana. Make sure it makes sense because you're not receiving an OTC at the moment. But you don't go to the doctor and we have no medication. So let's see if we can give you an OTC here. And let's check here.
What are we doing now? I mean, I'm confused.
Oh,
this
yes.
Was
right.
To, oh, if they give food for assistance?
Got you. So right over here, so from what I'm seeing in the area currently, from what I'm seeing, at least with Humana, not really offering any of those, well, at least in your plan. There's no assistance in your plan, but this plan here with the Humana Go Plus does give you the over-the-counter benefit extra, and that would be at $50 quarterly allowance there for you for your over-the-counter products there as well.
No, I don't think so. I heard they don't give anything over the counter.
Yeah, right over here. The Humana Gold Plus, 856-19-047. It does give the over-the-counter benefit there as well.
Yeah, I got to call them after then.
Oh, yeah, because what I'm seeing here, at least
I just want to find out.
Yeah.
So they don't give a food assistance, right?
There's, at least in your area, there isn't a food assistance there, but let me see here because they're pretty healthy. There isn't a food assistant there, but what we can do, we can have you stay with Humana, and then we can also definitely add the over-the-counter benefit. So that's about $50 quarterly allowance for your over-the-counter eyes as well. So we can have that added in there for you for your Humana.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering how much I pay for that Humana every month. Because they said $182, but I don't know what kind of changes they made, you know?
Yeah, I got you. So luckily, with both the Humanas here, so they're all at zero for you. So they're at the monthly premium of zero here.
Well,
zero
is not really accurate. Zero means that I don't pay them but they take the money out of my Social Security.
Ah, okay. So I can explain
that is not free.
Yeah, so I can explain that for you. So that's what's called the Part B premium. So when you get your Part B, you have to pay a premium for the Part B there. So that's automatic. It goes through every single Medicare plan there. So the Part B is the one that pays for everything. So that's at $202 this year right there.
Yeah.
So that's the Part B. So that's something that goes straight federal. So the federal takes that there. And they have to take that for your Part B. Because if you miss your Part B, then you lose your Part B.
Right. But I have a Part B. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. So you have the A and B.
Yeah.
And the one that's taken out is your B right there.
I think just they when I joined, they told me it was $182.
Yeah,
okay?
That was in 2009, correct? Oh, actually,
this year, before the 2025, when I joined I chose the Humana, they told me that they would subtract $182 from my retirement account. And, they were saying free out of your pocket, because that's not free. Actually, you're paying for it, because that's, When I receive my Social Security, that's my money.
Yes. So okay. Right there. So
if they take the money out of there, it's no longer free.
Exactly. So I can explain that part. So the Part A is free. The Part A is completely free after you make your 40 quarters. So that's about 10 years of work. Your Part A goes free. Now your Part B, once you get your Part B, that has a premium there. So the premium there for that year was $180. Last year was $182. This year is $202 right there. So that's why right there. So you have to have your Part B there, because that's your medical and board right there. So right there.
I want to ask you something. Can you explain to me?
Yeah.
What Part B gives? What Part A gives? What Part B gives?
Glad you asked.
I mean,
okay.
What is the benefit that gives Part A? What benefits gives Part B?
Got you. Okay, so those are medical and board right there. So let's start with the Part A there. So usually with the Part A, that one, that's your hospital insurance. So that's your coverage for if you're in the hospital or if you need a nurse, hospice, all those. So those are usually the free one there. That's for the hospital. And now the Part B is for the medical. So the medical part of it, that's what covers your medicals on there. So that covers your medicals right there for you. Of course, it does have that monthly premium for the Part B there. The Part A is free after you worked about 10 years. That's free.
Right.
The Part B, that's your medical. So that pays for the medical cost right there for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now I understand. Thank you. Appreciate
of course,
explaining
of course.
To me, because I was wondering what Part A, Part B, you know.
Yeah, I got you. So luckily, at least right over here, because you are with Humana and it does work out there, for you, we can make sure that you still have the Humana Gold Plus plan And then we can add that over-the-counter item there for that $50 quarterly for you. So that way you're still having a little bit of something there. Even if you got to go to the over-the-counter, you still have $50 for that over-the-counter too. So we can definitely add that for you here. Mm-hmm. And then that benefit will be able to start for you February 1st there as well. So that way you can have that coverage still on that. That's not all right for you, sir?
Do you, if I go for the, you know, you say what I have is that they give me $50 a month for over the counter. Am I correct?
It's going to be $50 quarterly. So it's $50 quarterly.
Quarterly.
So it'll be $50 quarterly for those over the counter items. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there. So that way at least you have a little something there. A little something there. So that way if you do need this there.
I could get some things that I needed, little things.
Yeah, absolutely. So luckily you do qualify right there. Dr. Reza is in network and you're not taking medications. So it's better for you to get a little bit more benefits right there on that one. So like I said, it is going to be able to start for you February 1st right there for you, Mr. Angelo. So we can definitely get started here. So
February 1st? Okay.
Yes, sir. February 1st. So we'll get that started for you here and get that enrollment for you. And now for you, Mr. Angelo, we're going to start the enrollment. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or no. The first question I have here for you, do I have your permission to record the enrollment?
I already am enrolled.
Yes. So right now you're currently enrolled with, let's see, the Humana Total Complete. So it doesn't come with those benefits. That's mainly for someone that goes to the doctors a little bit more often or with medications. And since you really don't go to the doctors and you don't have medications there, we can enroll you in the Humana Gold Plus that does give you that over-the-counter. So that way you can have that for February 1st.
Well, the thing is I really don't care about over-the-counter because what they have there is not really effective. I got vitamins and vitamin C's, which I take, and they're not related to, you know. So I'm not really crazy. If I can have the rest bed without having this with the $50 a month, that's fine. I'll leave it the way it is.
Okay. So let's see here. Okay. It does give you your dental and vision, too. So let's open up your dental and vision, see if there's an increase. Let's see here. Okay. So it still gives you a dental service of $1,250 for your diagnostic, preventative, and comprehensive services there. And it does give you vision. So let's open the vision. Okay. So it does give you also vision at $250 every year for a new pair of eyeglasses. So that's the lenses and frames there on top of that right there. So they do give you that benefit as well of the vision, the dental, and the over-the-counter item as well.
Well, see, that's the my most important thing was my vision, dental, okay, and eye. Because that's the things that normally, you know, as we age, that's we need, you know, to check out.
Yes.
And so that's as far as I go. When you go to the native premium, that probably costs more, or if it doesn't cost more, probably give you less of all the others.
Okay. Yeah, usually. Okay. Right.
There's something that don't give more if you get the premium.
Got you. Because the one with the premium, let's see here. So let's actually open that up. So let's see with the premiums. With the premiums, they actually lower your dental and your vision. Yeah, that wouldn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
So let's look at the other one. And I really don't.
They give you something, but they lower something else. I rather have the vision, dental, okay, and you know, and then all that because that's the most what I am mostly, you know, interested.
Okay.
As far as the over the counter, it doesn't matter. The only thing I'm taking is vitamins anyway.
Got you. Okay, so let me see here. Got you. Okay. So from seeing here, okay. Yeah, no worries. So if anything here, from what I'm seeing here because that over the counter doesn't really matter. So we'll keep it there. Okay, so then, in my respects, then, I could definitely say, yeah, then you're in good hands right here. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and your help, though.
Of course.
Actually, I've learned a few things from you this morning.
I'm telling you, life is about learning.
Yeah, that's it. We always learn.
Exactly. No problems. You're all set with me here. And enjoy.
Sure.
Enjoy and make sure stay warm, okay?
Thank you. I will. You just thank you so much for your time and your help. And have a great day today.
You too. Have a great one.
And say hello to Florida for me.
Of course. I'll say hello to Miami for you.
Great. Yes. I love it. You know, when I was there, we used to go downtown Miami. At that time, there were over 15,000 Cubans.
Oof.
And there were negocios. There were a lot of places, you know, the business, which outside they say, se habla inglés. And I used to laugh because you're in America.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's still the same today.
I think it was doing for English people going to a Spanish place, and now looking back, okay, that you got a lot of Americans who wouldn't go there because they were Spanish. And so they tell the Americans, yeah, we speak English.
Oh,
I think that's what they did. I mean, I believe, but it was funny to me at that time.
Absolutely. It's still the same today. Even for me,
really?
Now, now instead of, what's it called, Cubans, it's mostly Nicaraguenses.
Mostly what?
Nicaraguenses.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them now. It's a lot of Nicaraguenses
now. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, there's this influx of a lot of Spanish people from Spanish countries. And of course, you know,